want to apologize. My player has been in the police, so I think normally he should be here next to me, but Oswin don't feel well, so I don't think he was able to come to the press conference and answering your questions. About the game, well, we started very well today with good football. Circulation of the ball was good till the moment we scored a goal, and then for one or another reason we made again the same mistakes as in the previous games. Bad passes, not taking the positions anymore, and then you give the opportunity to the opponent to be dangerous. And yeah, when you see how the first goal is made, I think the guy run three or four players of us without a tackle, without anything. Yeah, okay. If you go on defending like this, then you receive every game goals, and that has to stop, because they put us in trouble. Same thing in the second half. We dominate again, we have the control of the ball, we scored the goal, and then suddenly we start to do again things that we don't have to do. We couldn't keep the ball in the team anymore. We started again to play central with losing the ball and then giving the opportunity to Zimbabwe to play in transition, big deep ball, dual second ball, and we were in trouble again. The second goal from Zimbabwe was a little bit luck, but the player was alone in front of Rondon, and 5 or 10 minutes later it was the same thing. So I can't be happy about that, because there is something like, okay, attacking and offensive football, but you have also defending, and good defending, and this is a little problem for us now. I think we have to look after that in the week that's coming now. We have 6 days now before we have our other game, so we have to put that right. And that again, we can play for a clean sheet. That was one of our strongest points in the previous AFCON. And honestly, now it is a weakness, and we have to work on it. Because if we go on like this, giving opportunities to the opponent, then it will be very difficult to win against our next opponent.
Thank you, coach. Now the floor is open for your questions. Please introduce yourself and your media before you ask. Yes, please.
Lennon Solves, ESPN Africa. Congratulations, coach, on getting through to the next round. I thought it was a vintage performance from Lyle Foster. I was watching how he was dropping deep, linking up play, and then also holding the ball up very well. Do you think that with all the criticism he's received in the build up to this tournament, perhaps people have been failing to spot those aspects of the game that he's received?
I think, you need also support as a striker. When there is no support, then it becomes difficult to do something alone. But when the movement around Lyle is good, then he can take advantage of that, and then he's a very good striker. He's also strong, he's quick, so then you can use him very well, and he will always score. But you see, in the beginning of the game it was good, then we started to play bad, and then it's difficult for Lyle. Second half, the same thing. There is movement around him, the ball circulation is good, and he takes advantage of this because he's smart, he knows where he has to be. And then he scores always. And we have, I think, to do that more in the next games, and being, being more, how you can say it in English, the passes have to be better, the focus has to be better, the concentration has to be better, and then you can have again a good ball circulation, good movements, using the space that the opponent gives, and then we have a very good striker. And that was in some moments, let's say 45 minutes it was good, but the other 45 minutes of the game it was not good, divided in the two 45 minutes. So and this is something we have to work on. Starting good, being dangerous, good ball circulation, and then we score. Angola, same thing, and then we fell asleep. Against a good team, you never come back and you lose the game, you can be sure.
Coach, yes, gentlemen,
the cut,
please.
Good evening, Coach. Neo Paul from Soccer Beat. Coach, can you just kindly take us through the sub of Batusi Obas? Was it a tactical substitution to bring him on, or are you just looking at Stepino so not to get another yellow card ahead of the next game?
Can you repeat it?
Can you just kindly take us through the sub of Batusi Obas? Was it a tactical decision, or are you just trying to save Stole from getting a yellow card?
Well, I think Batusi did it very well when he came in. We had more pace on the ball. He was good in recuperation, but also in passing. And that helped us a lot. Yaya was a little bit, I don't say, you know the word in English, but he lost the ball too easily. Took the wrong decisions, and that was not good for our team. So with Batusi we had more security when we lost the ball, but also when we had the ball. And again, it was a very good 45 minutes from his side, and I can tell you now, yeah, he will play or will not play, we will see first. We will be our opponent. But Batusi, like he played in the 45 minutes he played, we can use him very well.
Coach Lorenzo Mideski Times. Is there a confidence issue with some players in the squad at the moment? You know, it's the middle of the season, there could be some fatigue or something, because many players don't seem to be playing their natural, authentic style in the squad at the moment.
I have to agree that I'm not really happy with the performance or the way some players are acting on the pitch. That is true. Again, this is something we have to work on, and it's from the beginning of the tournament. We have to know that the progression we made in the last 2-3 years is not a guarantee that you come on the pitch and you will win the game. And I said it already before the tournament, this will be more tougher for us than the tournament 2 years ago, because now everybody knows what a good team we are, and the mindset of your opponent is totally different. Totally different. And yes, we have to adapt on that, and knowing that it will not be easy for us anymore. We will have to play every game on 100% of our talent and our qualities. And if we don't do that with the right mentality, and if we don't do that, we will always be in trouble. It's not because you're now South Africa that teams are afraid of you. No, there is a motivation for the teams trying to beat you. So you have to fight more, you have to be more concentrated, more focused, and not doing or not thinking of, okay, it will be easy today, like we thought maybe after 20 minutes, because it was easy. No, go on then. Don't put your foot of the... And no, go, push, go on pushing. And this is something also we have to know now, that if we want to go far in this tournament, this is a mentality we have this is a mentality we need to go far. And if we don't, it will be finished very quickly.
Thank you, Coach. Two last questions, please. Yes.
Congratulations. My name is Tafazo Chikandiwa from Zimbabwe. You've spoken about motivation of teams trying to beat Bafana Bafana. And we saw that Zimbabwe was motivated and they fought well. How did you manage to get the better of them after that fighting spirit?
Well, you know, I said this afternoon in the pre-match meeting to the boys that there was still a bill open and that we have to try that Zimbabwe pay the bill today, and they paid the bill. We all know that for Zimbabwe it's a special game when they play against South Africa. Every game since I'm here I played against Zimbabwe was difficult. We won nearly every time, but it was difficult. So I told the players that today, and what I saw in the beginning of the game, I thought that everyone had understood what I said. But again, if you start to release your things and thinking, okay, it's easy now, then it becomes dangerous. And if we are a little bit unlucky, we get a goal that some player was alone in front of Ronman. 10 minutes later was the same thing, and Roman saved again. But that could be a goal again. So it's always a tough game, but from our side, we wanted to win that game today. And we won it, and let's be happy about that.
Greetings, Coach. This is from Far Post. Congratulations. Coach, when you go back to the Angola game, after Bafana scores, you get the sense that they sort of, I don't know if it's complacency or they relax. Today, each time they score a goal, it looked like they sort of take their foot off the pedal. Is that a concern? Is that something that you are concerned about, especially in a tournament like this where you need to, you know, score as many goals and win games?
Yeah, this is something I'm worried about because it happened now against Angola and today, and even against Egypt, our beginning of the game and nearly all the first half was soft, was weak. We were not determined in duel. There was no aggression, and we saw that in the first 20 minutes we had that. But then, like you said, we took the foot out of the pedal, and then yeah, you give the opportunity to the opponent to come back in the game, and this is something we have to learn to go on. This, to have that aggression in duels, to have that concentration and that focus, and not thinking, oh, we scored the goal now, the game is finished. Again. Normally it will be Ivory Coast now or Cameroon in the next round. We don't have to play like that against them. If we do that, then we have no chance. We have no chance to win that game.
Thank you, Coach, for joining us. Thank you all for being here. Have a good night.